So as you are sitting in your chairs, you are having experiences elsewhere. And many of you are experiencing much of this in your dream states, and this is becoming increasingly active at this time because the energy is deepening and intensifying, and this is an extremely important year for this intensity. Because this has been, last year was, in your terms of time, was a turning point for many. And all of you that are in this room have decided to be moving forward with planet Earth. That has already been decided in every one of your souls. And many of you are just uncertain about, okay, what does that mean now? The meaning is there for you in every moment. And we wish to express also that you see the meaning in every moment. As from our perspective, every single second of your experience has a particular meaning. And you can glean something from that, or you can get wrapped up in how you perceive it from your limited point of view from Earth. Or you can take that thought, that moment, and bring it to your soul level. And take that higher view, and it will change everything in that moment. And if you keep adding up these moments of perception from a soul level, soon you will begin to see that you are living a soul-centric life. And this is what you all long for. This is the complete fulfillment of your soul, of your mission here on Earth. And it happens in every single moment that you choose, the way you choose to be in that moment. And each moment in your life can be a meditation. And you could have split-second meditations at any time during your day by changing your perspective from your egocentric view to your soul-centric view. This is a choice that you make as conscious beings. And you should know that you are attended by many. There are many to assist. And we notice that so many of you forget to ask for assistance. This is not asking for something from outside of you in actuality. You are asking for your own soul assistance and its connection with all of the beings in its soul family. So if you can remind yourselves in this world of your deeper connection, your heightened connection in the universe, and have it as a second meditation anytime during the day, remind yourself of this, and you will be able to fulfill that mission. And together, as each of you plays your part in the puzzle, you are becoming an evolved species on planet Earth, and you are raising the planet to her next level. And the experience that you will have in this new reality will be the ultimate of all of your dreams. All of your souls are longing for this experience. And you all know it is possible. And all you need to do is intend. Intend to be there. Intend every day of your life to be living from a soul-centric point of view. This means stepping outside of what you think your identity is. Your entire existence is actually an illusion. An illusion, however, that is filled with meaning. Meaning that you have each created. Created individually and created en masse. So where would you like to take that? Where would you like to go with that creation? Where do you want to take this illusion of consciousness? It is time for humanity to recognize the power that they have in their consciousness. As you do so, you are elevating the entire race of species and the planet herself into this new world. It's not as complicated as you all make it. You want to have methods and systems and the 10 top list of how to do it. None of this is necessary, because none of it has any meaning until you make it meaningful, until you put your intention in it. So whatever method you would like to use, whatever works for you, whatever feels right, is fine. There is no one good way, one better than the other. What is best is what is for you and where your intentions are, and that will be your power. Your power comes solely from your intention, your consciousness. Know this to be true. So when you confront something and the multitude of ideas that come your way, center yourself and ask your soul. The answers are not going to come from outside. Ask what you would intend for this method, because it's not what the method has to give you, it's what you intend for the method to give you. This is where the importance lies. And in anything that you endeavor upon, the most important consideration is, where is my energy coming from? What is the frequency that am I emitting? And that frequency that you are emitting is dependent on where your intention is. Are you emitting an energetic frequency of greed when you desire something? Or are you emitting a frequency of love and giving and sharing? So two very different frequencies. That is what you need to be focusing on, is where is the frequency of your intention? Let go of the detail of the illusion and focus back on, where is my frequency? What frequency am I radiating in this intention? This is your sole concern. And if you can remind yourself of this in every moment, whenever there's something around you that appears to be quite a challenge, and there'll be challenges on many levels, the physical and your emotional and your mental experiences, if you can take any of that challenge from any of those levels and raise your vibration in your attention to above your physical being and bring it to your soul being, you will find that it changes. It changes the entire event. And you will immediately see it as something entirely different than what you thought it was. And we understand that you tend to get rather wrapped into all of these reactions to what you think is real. None of it is real. What is real is what you believe is real. What you feel is real. What you intend is real. And this has been a collective creation of what you believe is real in your world. And you all play a significant part in that. We remind you of that because so many of you think that you are so small and do not recognize that you are each extremely vast, because you are each so connected to everything around you. Not just on this planet, as we have said. So there is actually much going on in this room right now with your energetic bodies, because you are open at this moment, and as you open yourself, you are allowing your higher aspects to come and work with you. And they work with you energetically as you ask. And they will do so at any moment. It is the asking that they wish for, as it is your choice always as to what you would like to do in your universe. And if you intend to make that connection and to allow your higher aspects to work with you energetically, this is what you will experience. And many of you will, when you allow this, you will actually feel many energetic flurries, if you will, happening in your aura and internally into your what you perceive as your physicalness. And they actually are affecting this aspect of yourself. Energetically is affecting your very DNA. And infecting this DNA, it is changing your beingness on this world, in this world. And this is all occurring because of your conscious intention. And as each of you does this, you are changing the entire race of beings that you call human. And this then is an evolving expression on this planet. And you are all an important part of that evolving expression of being. We are connecting with each of your higher aspects presently. And we are infusing our added energetic frequency to assist you in opening to your higher selves and recognizing that frequency, that energy of your soul. So right now we are spilling energy force into your aura to assist in this process. And you can actually use the same visualization of energy flowing down as rain or sparkles or whatever works for you into your aura. And this will be a connection to us and a calling for us to assist you in that activation and connection with your higher soul. So relax and allow this experience. And we wish to bless all of you with our vibrant frequency of light. And may you know that this aspect is of you, that we are all connected, we are all one. Nothing is separate, and certainly your higher soul and your soul mission is not something you need to go find. It is within you. You know it, and you are it, and all you need to do is merely intend and allow, with a little assistance from your friends. And with that, we wish that you intend at this moment to make your connection with your soul from this day forward, to live your soul-centric life, to allow your soul to govern your ego instead of the other way around, and that you move forward, and as you flow into this experience of this event, that you allow your soul to guide you to the knowing that will be most comfortable and assist you in the best possible way. And that you connect with the souls that are also in your soul group, and a lot of this is happening right now. So this is an opportunity for you to also connect with many of your soul group. So enjoy this experience, and we wish you very well in all of your endeavors. And congratulations for making it through this very intense time on earth.